Dr. Stein, what I want to ask, you know, this is a great segue, is this, you say we've already won, and I have been an active green, but I was given by our station manager some numbers here, and it says in Green County, we WGXC serves both Columbia and Green counties, there are active 61 active greens, inactive 12, and in Columbia County, 171 active, 19 inactive. And total enrollments of 30,000 and 43,000, respectively. And statewide, total of 22,000 total, roughly. And my question is, in Columbia County, you know, 7 years ago, I was meeting once a week, you know, at a local pub, talking about what we could do on a local level and a national level. And I want you to give me hope right now. Galvanize me. Tell me what you can say to me and the public. You know, as a spokesperson, I'll throw one more thing in: is this the reality of you actually becoming president when the two-party system is rather entrenched? So, how do we get this top the
duopoly
to mesh with? And how do we build this base? Because I don't feel as enthusiastic as you do about the base, and what kind of work are the Greens actually doing to get out, to reach out to people?
Great. Wonderful questions. And that is very much the game plan of this race. You know, I got into the race myself. I've always been a local, you know, bottom-up person working at the local and state level. But when Obama put Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid on the chopping block last August in 2011 as the solution to the debt ceiling crisis,
right.
You know, for me, that was the breaking point. And it said, I said to myself, oh, my God, now I get why people wanted to have a national party. Because I always felt, we got to build locally first. But suddenly I understood the importance of not letting an outrageous thing like that go unchallenged. And the reality is, it is only the Green Party that has survived this decade of fear campaign and smear campaign that's been conducted against independent third parties. It's just the Green Party that was beaten back over the past decade. It was the Labor Party. It was the New Party. It was the Socialist Party and the Peace and Freedom Party that used to have national voices. But since Bushmader Gore and that whole fear campaign began intensively against anyone who dared to stand up for their values, to stand up against the politics of fear, you know, that really demolished independent parties across the board. And I think it's a real sign of strength, a sign of incredible commitment and backbone, that the Green Party survived to fight another day. So we are coming back from, you know, a position of really having been beaten down, but we were the most strong party of all the others. We were the one party that was able to revive in this campaign, get us on the ballot for 85% of voters, get us to federal matching funds, which was historic. Never happened before for an actual member of the Green Party. We are seeing state parties revive again where they never existed. All kinds of people come back to revive the local chapters that had gone dormant, to create new chapters. We are springing up in colleges and universities. That is probably our strongest growing demographic right now, our young people who get that their goose is cooked by the Democrats and Republicans, that it's only the Greens that are really talking an agenda for the younger generation, really looking at generational justice. So, you know, I had expected this to be the most bitter, vicious, difficult campaign I had ever been a part of, but it's actually been exactly the opposite, because as Greens, we've been ahead of the curve, but now suddenly the curve has caught up to us. The public gets this thing about green economies, about climate change, about stopping corporate personhood and a constitutional amendment to do that, and getting money out of politics and electoral reforms, all those things that we've been talking about for decades, suddenly the public, particularly the Occupy movement, is echoing with incredible appreciation. So, you know, in my view, this campaign has been like giving out candy, and when people come in, they don't just come in for November 6th. They're coming in for the long haul, and the energy that is driving the campaign now is just astounding and staggering.